The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to John Adley in London, and Brexit, Luxembourg, no breakthrough there, but he's ploughing on, Boris.
Yeah, he says, I think we've got just the right amount of time to do a deal, but it's not in the bag. But some extraordinary things, Alan, this morning. The Prime Minister of Luxembourg launching a stinging attack on Boris Johnson's strategy, saying the Brexit process had turned into a nightmare. He accused the UK government of failing to put forward serious proposals for a new deal and portraying the EU as the bad guy. And more extraordinary, Xavier Bettel was standing there next to an empty podium in Luxembourg because Boris Johnson said he wouldn't attend the press conference because of all the noisy protesters. That's not the image, I think. Not the image he wants to portray. Gone from the incredible Hulk to the incredible sulk, is what one commentator said.
Incredible sulk. Oh, there you are. They're all climbing into him. Yes, he's copping the Donald Trumps, I have to say. Now, the British soldiers.
Yeah, two former British soldiers have won a racial discrimination claim against the Ministry of Defence. An employment tribunal found they were victims of harassment when a photo of the men was daubed with racist graffiti found at their barracks. The ministry says it doesn't tolerate unacceptable behaviour, all allegations of wrongdoing fully investigated. Thing is, the army really has been working hard to stamp out racism because it obviously wants to attract more recruits from ethnic minority groups and other minority groups. But, you know, this judgment is going to serve as a reminder that they've still got some way to go on this.
I just can't understand. I've never been able to understand, John, in sport or in life or whatever, how we make judgments about people because of the colour of their skin or where they come from. I mean, I can never understand that. I mean, there may be behavioural objections, but in terms of ethnicity and colour, it is astonishing. Anyway, they've won a racial discrimination claim, and good luck to them. Thank you, John. Talk tomorrow. John Adley in London.